most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Coalition leader and senior vice president at Big D Construction, Forrest McNabb.
Doug, thank you so much.
Doug Wright.
What is a solution that helps people in need and also provides a safe environment?
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm very pleased the mayor of Salt Lake City could join us. He's having a very busy morning with the State of the City address and other meetings to attend, but he's hanging in on the line with us. And Mayor Becker, welcome. Thank you for accommodating our schedule this morning.
Doug, yeah, thank you, and I appreciate always being able to be with you.
How did the State of the City address go, and what is the State of the City?
Well, the state of the city, fortunately, is very good. You know, economically, we're in good shape. We're in a time of prosperity. We're seeing a lot of things happening, whether it's in downtown or neighborhoods, or improving mobility options for people, or the whole range of things are going well in the city. But, you know, we also, and it's what I try to do in my discussions in the sort of speech of the year for us as a city, focus on where and what do we need to do to improve, and what are some things that we'll be taking on in the next year. And it was really fun this year. We decided we would go out to Whittier School. Some students from Whittier School had sung a song about clean air last year at my State of the City speech, which focused on clean air, and we had a great time with the school and an assembly today.
Oh, that is great. And you, last year, I remember it really resonated with a lot of folks and a lot of temperament on Capitol Hill, although out of the 16-plus pieces of legislation, I'm not sure how many of them actually gelled. But you indicated that the quality of our air was a threat to the state of the city.
You know, it's interesting as I travel around both within the city and out of the state, and talk to people, it is the number one issue. It is the number one issue that the kids brought up. I asked them to give me wishes, and I sort of plucked from a fishbowl of wishes, and two of the five wishes that they gave me were about cleaning up our air. And, you know, we're known in Utah for a lot of things that are positive and some things that people like to sort of almost laugh about or kid us about. But increasingly around the country and in this city, when I talk to people, they go, what are we going to do and how are we going to clean up our air? So it is a top issue for us in the city. And, of course, we're a small part of the population, a small part of the airshed here, and we need the state and others to help us clean up our air.
It is interesting when you look at, because people think of Salt Lake City almost like they would think of Salt Lake County from the outside, but of the million-plus people, Salt Lake City has under 200,000 of that population, if I'm remembering my numbers correctly.
No, that's right. We're at about 190,000. We're in a period of growth right now. But, you know, we're in a state now that would just pass the 3 million mark, and the Wasatch Front represents 80% of our population, so... And that is our airship. So it really is, you know, things that certainly we try to do and make a real effort. But we need to work together, and particularly at the state level, where most of the decisions are made about air pollution and how we improve our air quality.
I know you have had meetings with very high leadership, including the president himself back in Washington, D.C., in your capacity as a leader, president now of the League of Cities and Towns nationwide. And the president is giving indications now that he is going to file a letter with the Federal Communications Commission to end restrictions that seem to be hanging up some states, or some states have been using as an excuse holding back on broadband advances. We talked with Mayor Curtis a little earlier. He's back in Kansas City right now. Unfortunately, Kansas City and Provo, they are the 1 gigabit cities that the president is touting right now. But he is bemoaning the fact that Los Angeles is half of that. New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco is substantially below that. First of all, where does Salt Lake City stand when it comes to broadband affordability and speed, and what are you hearing from your fellow mayors in your nationwide organization?
Well, high-speed internet access is as important today as we might have looked at as electricity or other basic facilities and needs of a community 100 years ago. And we're actually in pretty good shape, and we're excited that we may have a giant step forward in Salt Lake City We have very high internet use in the state of Utah and in Salt Lake City. We have disparities or gaps, the digital divide it's called, for some people who can't afford or don't have good access. But last year, we were fortunately one of 15 cities identified by Google Fiber as a place they might come in and implement fiber to every home in Salt Lake City. We've been working with them through the year. Every indication is positive that they will implement over a few years, bringing fiber to every single home in Salt Lake City. And if that happens, as has now happened in Provo, thanks both to Google Fiber and to some work they had done previously in Provo, and as we've seen in Kansas City and Austin, two early projects by Google Fiber, we will be in the forefront of the country in terms of access to fiber in the whole country.
Boy, how cool would that be? And when do you think we'll know for sure, Mayor?
Well, I think it's a matter here of weeks or months. We have been going step by step with them. Every indication is all of the information we've provided to them has been very high quality, has been what they've needed, has been what they've been looking for. And what's really nice for Salt Lake City and our taxpayers is they're not asking us to put money into the program. They're asking us to make it easy for them to implement the program. And fortunately, in Salt Lake City, we've got really good permitting processes. We've worked well with the community to identify some of their specific needs so that they can implement it relatively easily. But it'll be a massive project throughout the city, and I think we're both hopeful and at this point almost expecting we're going to be successful, and in the next several months we'll kick off the implementation, the development of this all through the city.
Wow, that is so cool. Mayor, I appreciate you sharing that. Very quickly, I know you've got to run. The legislature just around the corner of the session, and still a lot of conversation about prison relocation. It appears that one of the sites in Salt Lake City still on the docket. It seems that every community is concerned about whatever site we talk about. Do you have any additional information or any insights you can give us?
Well, it's something that I'm working on and we're working on in the city on a daily basis, both in developing our own information, sharing that with the state. You know, no community probably wants a prison in their community. And we're no exception to that. But we also recognize our role as the capital city and wanting to be a good participant with the state. We think they're in grave error in the two sites they have identified. They pulled one of those sites off the list. But from hampering and dampening economic development opportunities in the city, from an environmental point of view, right on the shores of the Great Salt Lake, and from a cost point of view, in terms of the infrastructure that would have to be developed in that really remote area where there aren't a lot of facilities and services in Salt Lake. So we're working with the state. We've taken a very strong position and done a lot of analysis. We hope and expect they'll consider, and we're going to keep working with them through it. And we hope they can find a site that is both more cost-effective for the state and provides the facility that the state needs. We just don't believe this site, at least as it's been presently presented to us, would serve either our community or the state well.
Mayor, we're seeing more and more of a groundswell of individuals, even legislation that is proposed to keep the prison where it is. I have never been for that personally. I've been an advocate for it to be moved. Your thoughts on that? Should it stay where it is?
Well, I think ideally, as we look back on it, and we weren't paying that much attention to it, that we would have, if we were thinking of it in these terms, they would have looked at the existing site and compared it to other sites around the state. So they could have made a decision in that context. But they haven't done that. They've decided to move. And it is very understandable. That is an area of massive development, as we know, around the point in the mountain on both the Utah and Salt Lake sides. And there's an opportunity to use that land, obviously, for great economic potential for the state. So I don't want to, in a way, second guess what's a decision that's already been made. But then I hope as they look at a site like they are doing still in Salt Lake City, that this is actually about the fastest growing economically part of the city. What used to be our warehousing district is now turning into the kind of heart of the supply chain business. And what used to be warehousing is now a very kind of high-paying job, very technologically oriented system of developments out there. And we are running out of space, and people are looking to some of the space near where the prison has been identified. And we're concerned about that being a stigma and dampening economic development opportunities, not just for the city, but statewide. So, I don't claim to know the Draper site that well. It's something we all go by, and I know there's a lot of land there. And from my vantage point, looking back, it's like, why didn't you look at that site and compare it with other sites? But it certainly is understandable why it makes sense with the way developments happened over the last 60 years since the prison was originally sited there after it moved from Sugar House Park, what's now Sugar House Park.
Right.
You know, that they would look for a new site.
Mayor, I certainly appreciate you joining us, especially in such a busy day, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Great. Hey, thank you, Doug. Always appreciate being with you.
The mayor of Salt Lake City, Ralph Becker, joining us here at KSL News Radio. If you just tuned in, we talked a little bit about the State of the City address, some other issues as well, broadband services. The mayor kind of dropped it on us that he is anticipating, if not absolutely expecting, good news from Google that we may be indeed one of those Google cities where everything will be wired. That happened in Provo not all that long ago, and the mayor seemed even perhaps above a little optimistic about that. So I appreciated his thoughts on that, and of course, prison relocation. It is 11:17. We have much more coming your way on today's Doug Wright Show. There was quite a brouhaha over Oktoberfest and whether or not it would be dry of beer last fall. Well, are things afoot?
Pulling strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio.